Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Another step forward in understanding what causes prion diseases like mad cow is the recent discovery of the Shadu protein. According to Dr. David Westaway of the Center for Prions and Protein Folding Diseases at the University of Alberta, its existence was confirmed by a student in Westaway's lab, who showed that Shadu is abundant in the brain and has a lot of features similar to normal prion proteins.
We think that they may be part of a family of molecules on the surface of brain cells that help brain cells deal with damage. We have looked at what happens to the Shadu protein in an animal that has a prion disease, and we were a little surprised to get a very simple answer that the Shadu protein starts to disappear. In one sense, the fact that the Shadu protein disappears when animals are replicating prions, it sort of makes it what we call a tracer. We didn't expect to make this discovery, but somehow when the protein is disappearing, it's telling you that prions are replicating.
Dr. Westaway speculates this may be related to yet another class of proteins called proteases, which function as a waste disposal team. Thanks today to the Canadian Institutes for Health Research. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.